I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. And with all the stress happening for so many of us right now, maybe we need a little breathing and stretching. Our next guest spends a lot of time thinking about the human body and how to find relief from the physical and emotional stress of this time. Adrienne Mishler is a well-known yoga teacher, and her YouTube channel, Yoga with Adrienne, has more than 9 million subscribers. And she joins us on the show now. Adrienne, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Adrienne, you've been in the business of teaching yoga for a decade now. What differences are you noticing this year in terms of how people are relating to their physical bodies? I know that your YouTube channel has already gotten a 30% increase in subscribers just in this year alone.
It's true. We had a busy year, a very eventful year on this side of things and online yoga. And it's been really interesting to witness the difference pre-pandemic and now, how people are showing up more and more, of course, because they have to. But I was thinking just this morning that the reason why people are showing up is starting to shift. And I've noticed, you know, where people were more likely to log on for something that was maybe designed to help transform their physique, now I'm seeing a lot more people in our international community log on or make requests for practices that don't just tend to the physical body, but that are also going to address how they're feeling mentally and emotionally.
Adrienne, are you also noticing people who are logging on who are just in pain and who are turning to yoga potentially as a way to relieve some of that?
Absolutely. I hate to sound so harrowing right out of the gate, but I am. I have noticed a big increase in requests for yoga for loneliness, yoga for anxiety, yoga for heartbreak, definitely so.
And the physical pain as well of like backaches and other issues.
Oh, and the physical pain as well. But that was actually, you know, that was something I saw before a lot. You know, yoga for lower back pain, yoga for neck tension, shoulder pain, pain in the feet, the legs. What I guess the I'm saying that I'm seeing now, the biggest shift is, in addition, unfortunately, to the physical pain, we're seeing a lot of people speak to kind of emotional and mental struggle. So I've been really trying to see if we could use the tools of yoga to address both, because people don't have hours upon hours to spend on the yoga mat. So finding kind of efficient ways to address the back pain and the heartache all at once.
Have people become more alienated from their bodies during the pandemic? I mean, we're not really doing a lot with them these days, particularly if people are living alone and quarantining at home.
Absolutely. And as Amanda was saying, you know, there's so many opportunities for us to not even realize that we've, you know, crumpled up our spines, or we've been tightening in our low backs or our hips. You know, these things happen slowly over time, and we may not realize till we're in pain, of course, till the body's telling us that, you know, something needs to change. But I feel really also very hopeful that this time is going to bring us closer to our bodies and to kind of our own inner awareness, because we don't have other people kind of telling us, you know, as often, like, hey, are you okay? Your shoulders are all the way up to your ears, or yes, your breathing seems a little labored, or you look a little pale. So I think that, you know, on a positive day, I'm really thinking that this could be a great opportunity for us to become more in touch with the systems of our bodies, so that we are in tune and we can kind of pay attention a little more, so that we can feel healthier and sustain that.
I'm wondering if there are, you often speak about being a proponent of the fact that a little goes a long way. What are some little things or small things that people can do to find relief right now?
Yes, absolutely. I realize it doesn't sound super groundbreaking, and as a yogi, you know, it can sound rather cliche, but I still stand by it. A little goes a long way. For one, just slowing down the breath, becoming more aware of your breath. Again, this is not groundbreaking. We all know there's a lot of wonderful, you know, research science that backs up, you know, how beneficial conscious breathing or breath technique can be for boosting, you know, function of the body. So slowing on your breath, just having an awareness of your breath, right? When we become really panicked or stressed, when we have a very uncertain relationship, right, to the future, things can feel stressful, anxious. Slowing down the breath can help. Also, small things like a forward fold with bent knees, you know, daily for the low back, some neck and shoulder rolls, just very small things. And usually we can gain benefit from the small thing itself. But usually I find, you know, one thing leads to another, right? If something feels a little good, or you start to notice, oh, wow, I really needed that, then that can kind of bleed into the next moment and the next moment, ultimately allowing you to be more present each day in your experience, in your body, and of course, in your mind as well.
You know, we've talked a lot about hitting the pandemic wall 1 year into this pandemic right now, and people just feeling demoralized, unmotivated. It's winter here, and there are, you know, there's just, it's a really tough time. And some people are going to find it difficult to really do much of anything. Is there any advice for people who, you know, are just really not motivated right now?
Yes, it's so true. And I think that for those listening, if this speaks to you, I would just like to say, you know, you're not alone. I'm in this business. I have created a really, you know, direct line to the tools of yoga to assist me. And even I am feeling, you know, that lack of motivation and just the difficulty to show up for myself. It's becoming, you know, harder and harder in a lot of ways. So I think one, just kind of acknowledging, you know, talking to friends and to even to strangers, listening to people connecting over the airwaves is a great example of how we can just kind of remind each other that we're not alone in this. If you're feeling that way, you're certainly not the only one. Just acknowledging that, I think, can be motivating to go, okay, well, maybe I can begin again today. And then for me, because I really do believe in the tools of yoga and mindfulness, you know, I would say the hardest part is showing up. Again, it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. So just carving out 5 minutes, 5 easy minutes, not that they'll be easy, but, you know, 5 minutes is easier to kind of take on than maybe 50, just for some slow movement, maybe even just sitting quietly, noticing your breath and just connecting consciously to your physical experience of your body. And then using that awareness to kind of train your brain to be more stable, calm, genuine, and present with what is, because each day we know is very different during this current time.
Adrienne Mishler is the founder of the YouTube channel Yoga with Adrienne. Adrienne, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.